CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
I made French toast for breakfast. You want brown sugar on it or maple syrup?
Oh, I don't care, honey. Any, whatever's handy.
It doesn't matter. Either one's handy. Just say.
I don't care, darling. I like them both. All right, okay, okay, maple syrup. Now, don't get mad.
I'm not mad, but honestly, it's the same thing with dinner. I said, what kind of a vegetable do you want? You say, oh, I don't care, anything.
No, I don't, honey, I don't. Anything you fix is fine with me.
I know, but a woman gets tired of trying to decide. You cook so many meals, you run out of ideas. I wish you'd just say, oh, string beans. Then I'd know, you know, I don't have to decide.
Okay. In the future, I'll just say, string beans.
Oh, fine. Here's your maple syrup. Now, what are we going to do about Christmas cards? We have to discuss it. I know you don't want to talk about it, but we have to.
Not at breakfast, please.
Well, when? Do you realize how late it is? We should have picked out a card weeks ago.
We were in Europe until 3 weeks ago.
Four. We've been home almost a month. We got home November 13th, and every time I ask you to meet me to pick out a Christmas card,
well,
you groan and you carry
on. You pick
on.
Out one. Whatever you select is fine with me.
Oh, no. That's what you said last year. I selected one, ordered our names on them, so I couldn't cancel the order. And when I showed it to you, you said, for Pete's sake, why would you ever pick a card like this? That's exactly what you said.
I did?
Yes, you did.
Well, that was a mistake, wasn't it?
Yes, it certainly was. Now, I will meet you at your office at lunchtime, and we'll go to the card store.
Oh, honestly, yes, when I think of the mob there'll be at that card counter, everybody pushing and shoving and dropping those big books on my feet.
Dear, try to remember the Christmas spirit. Now, I'll meet you at lunchtime.
This is Galen Drake. You know, it's kind of silly to be walking around all day when you've got muscular pain. Why don't you just rub it away the modern, greaseless way with New Minute Rub? New Minute Rub will get at that deep down pain and fast. It won't burn your skin and it's not greasy like, oh, some of those old-fashioned, strong-smelling remedies. Minute Rub smells good, feels cool, and yet it relieves bone-deep muscular soreness. Now, it's greaseless, you know. It won't stain, won't mess up clothing or bed linens either. And by the way, Minute Rub is great for cold miseries, too. Try it once and you'll never be without it. Minute Rub.
All right, send her right in, Miss Healy. Oh, golly.
Hi, dear.
Well, hello, sweetheart. Oh, don't you look pretty.
Thank you. You ready to leave and have lunch and then look for Christmas cards?
Honey, now look, I know you're not going to believe this, but...
I think it's only fair to tell you that I checked with your secretary, and she tells me that you have no unexpected business appointments this noon, that you are free as a bird.
I'll fire that girl.
I can't think why. She seems terribly efficient.
Okay, you got me. And after I spend a good 20 minutes thinking up the most believable and magnificent excuse for not being able to go with you to pick out a Christmas card.
Oh,
it was a beaut. You want to hear it anyhow?
No, why don't you save it? Then you can spring it on me some other time when I pop in the office and want you to do something horrible, like taking a friend of my mother's to lunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll need a good excuse then. No, all kidding aside, honey, I'll take you to lunch, but really, if you will select a Christmas card, I give you my word of honor that I will like it. I don't care what it is, if it's a couple of mice sliding down the banister, if it's little angels trimming the tree, I'll like it. I swear I will.
Get your hat and coat on, dear. Please.
Look, I won't even complain about the price.
Come on. It's so late, I don't know if we can even get our names printed on them here. Come on, get in your coat. We may have to just... wrong sleeve. There you are.
You know, if you knew how I hated the crowds milling around this Christmas card counter...
Well, I don't think anybody's crazy about it, dear, but if we're going to send our Christmas cards...
Oh, let's not send out any this year, honey. Well, look, we're always saying let's not send any. Then we always do it anyhow. Now, this year, why don't we just be brave and not send any, huh?
You remember what happened last year?
No, what?
I insisted on selecting our cards early. Early for a change, because we are always late. I have them all addressed, stamped, ready to go, put them on the closet shelf. And you mailed them, remember, in August?
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten that. Well, look, it was your fault. You put a sign on the front of the boxes that said, don't forget to mail.
Well,
so I didn't pay any attention, you know, to what they were. I just mailed them, that's
the
all.
The worst it was, you remember, the postage rate went up August 1st last year, and I forgot it, and all of our friends had to pay 1 cent due when they got our Christmas.
Yeah.
But,
oh, God, it seems funny now.
Oh,
it wasn't so funny at the time.
Oh, sad it was. Well, come on, here's your hat. Let's go, dear.
Oh, now, look, honey, one thing. Oh, before we get there, let us agree on one thing.
What?
Let us not be so fussy this year. The first card we see that looks half decent, even if it is not the prettiest one we've ever seen, even if we're not just crazy about it, let's pick it.
I'll agree. Let's go.
All right. Boy, how I hate to face this.
How do you like this one, dear? Dear, where are you? Madam, you're sticking on my husband. Oh, honey.
Beg your pardon.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I thought it was awful. Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was sitting on the
chair. It's all right. I just booked on my lap.
Oh, it's all right. You should know better than to sit down with a mob like this. How do you like this card?
I think
it's very pretty. I really do.
It's just a bunch of holly berries.
I thought you liked simple cards. Plain, simple.
Well, I do, but I don't think that looks like anything. I mean, here, look. What do you think of this?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Okay, I think so, too, honey. Let's get it. For once, we both agree without spending hours.
That is a dollar card. You want to spend a dollar a piece for Christmas cards?
Dollar? Doesn't say a dollar.
Right there.
Why are the nicest cards also darn expensive?
How do you like this one? It's something like it.
Oh, no, honey. It looks cheap.
Excuse me.
Oh, Red.
That book.
Oh. No, we're not. Sorry.
Can I see that book under it?
Get her the book under it.
Second lady.
George, come here. Yeah. I think I found the book I was looking at yesterday. There's a very nice card in one of these.
I'll look over here, dear.
Oh, I'm just causing all sorts of trouble. I know, but...
Yeah, well...
I think the one under there, if you can read it.
Well, I've got...
Oh, here's a beautiful card, dear. Dear, what are you doing?
I am causing you trouble. Oh, it isn't the right book either. Oh, George, for heaven's sake.
Don't make such a fuss in public.
Look, I think my toe is broken. I really do. It's broken.
I know. It's a shame. But do you like this card?
Every year, somebody drops one of these gigantic books on my foot. Every year, it's part of Christmas.
Well, if we would pick our cards out early before it's so jammed.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at this book.
Oh, I'm sorry. How's your foot?
I think my toe is broken.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I was afraid I hurt you. George! George, will you please?
That's good, she says. She breaks my toe. I mean,
dear, what are you going on about?
Let us get out of here, could we?
Now, look, we have got to pick our card. Now, just lower your voice. Christmas is 2 weeks from tomorrow. I asked the girl, and she said if we don't pick the card today, this is the last possible date, and we want to get our names printed on them.
What the heck with getting our names printed on them? You always write notes anyhow on
all of
everyone.
I know it, but we still have to select the card, dear. As it is, we can't get them until next week, and then we have to address them and stamp them.
Do you mind if I borrow your husband for a minute?
I beg your pardon.
Well, I can't find mine anywhere. George has just disappeared. He does this to me every year. I want to know if you like this card. I just want a man's opinion.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, man. It's the prettiest Christmas card I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and thank you for loaning me your husband.
Yes, that's all right.
Miss, could I get waited on?
Why did you tell you liked that card? You told me you didn't.
I don't, but at this point, I don't care. Let's pick anything, any card at all.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. In unity lies strength. Well, that's a fact familiar to all of us. The unity of CBS Radio's great family of affiliate stations enables you to hear and to enjoy top-quality network programming. No one station by itself could provide a wide range of dramatic programs, musical broadcasts, comedy, personality and variety shows. Nor could an individual station bring you the news, the commentary, and special event broadcasts that are yours 7 days a week from CBS News, broadcasting's foremost news gathering organization. It takes a network to do it, to combine the top creative talent of performers, writers, directors, musicians, newsmen, and technicians into the distinctive pattern of programming you've come to expect of your CBS radio station. Don't settle for less. Keep your dial set where it is now. Listen for the difference, the sound difference of CBS radio.
To bed.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm going before long, too. Boy, what a day. Look at my toe, will you? The whole half of my foot here is just black and blue.
No, I know. It's a shame.
Yeah, I'm sure my toe was broken.
Maybe you should have gone to the doctor this afternoon and had your toe examined.
Look, I ought to have my head examined. Any man who allows himself to get into that pack of hysterical women selecting Christmas cards at the last minute, I mean it. It's the last year I'll ever do it. I'm giving you warning.
Well, I don't know what to do about it, really.
Don't start wailing,
well,
please.
Well, I try my best. You embarrass me to death, hobbling out of the card store, yelling that you hate Christmas. What a terrible thing to say.
Well, look, my toe was killing me.
And you sounded like Scrooge.
Well, I felt like Scrooge.
You don't like cards with holly berries. You don't like cards with cute little mice or the darling little angels or English stage coaches or winter scenes. You don't even like snow scenes.
Oh, look, we go through this every year. Why can't we just pick a plain, simple card that says Merry Christmas?
Because the plain, simple cards that say Merry Christmas are either so cheap you don't like them or so expensive we can't afford them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, honey, look, let's not send any this year.
We have to send a Christmas card. The one year, ages ago, that we did not send Christmas cards, everybody wrote to us afterwards and said, are you sick or are you dead or what happened?
Yeah, I forgot that year.
I don't know how many people were mad at us. Hurt, you know, because they thought we'd left them off our list. But I know I spent weeks apologizing to everybody. And you know that one of my old friends has never spoken to me since, really.
Yeah, okay. Look, I can't meet you tomorrow, but maybe Saturday we can look again. You know, there must be some simple solution to this perennial Christmas card problem.
Well, if there is, we haven't discovered it. I suppose each year we'll go through this till we're old and gray. Now, honey, what was wrong with the one, that darling little mouse hanging up his stocking?
What have mice got to do with Christmas? I don't know a single mouse that hangs up its stocking.
Oh,
honey, you always want something cute.
No, I don't, but it's such a big difference. You know, instead of sending out...
Well, we will look for a plain, simple card that says season's greetings.
Well, I'd like
no mice, no mice.
Racco's the name, Racco's the game. R-A-C-K-O, Racco, today's newest, most exciting card game. Racco is a marvelous gift idea for everyone on your Christmas list, grown-ups and youngsters. A wonderful game for 2, 3, or 4 players. Racco is easy to learn, challenging, yet you and your children can compete on equal terms. Enjoy Racco next time your bridge club gets together. For holiday fun that lasts year-round, put Racco under your tree this Christmas. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Martha Greenhouse and is produced by Walter Hart.